when you develop attention concentration, then you also develop your focus, because you know, okay, I'm aware of what is important for me and when are the moments of enjoyment. So I'm fully focused on those moments and I'm present in those moments.
He's from the Netherlands. She's from Serbia. He's from the corporate. She's from the nonprofit. He was an addict and burnt out. She was caring too much and got compassion fatigue. Two different backgrounds and two different voices. Welcome to a new episode of He Sad, She Sad, an unfiltered and honest discussion format with diverse views with your hosts, Vesna and Andre. Join their mission to break the stigmas and start the conversation while supporting HR in bringing mental fitness to their organization. Let's get ready to develop resilience, improve emotional intelligence, and build companionship within your team to reduce absence, burnout, and emotional exhaustion within your workplace.
So, welcome everyone on a new episode of He Said, She Said. So, today we're gonna talk about the topic glorification of busyness and why we need mindful attention to save this planet. So, Vesna, can I maybe have your attention today?
My question for you is, because we are working together and we often comment on certain behaviors and patterns that we notice when working with people, not just like B2C, so not just like general public, but also when we work with other companies, businesses, institutions, organizations, and so on. So we often comment, you know, things that we find not okay when it comes to business communication or the way how people respond, react, how they communicate in this professional environment. And we also notice that there is this, in at least for me, what I notice, because I don't come from the corporate world. What I notice is that there is this glorification of busyness. It becomes even popular to say that you're constantly busy, that you're constantly working on so many projects or so many things, you really don't have time and so on. So I'm not saying, like, I often also come to those excuses when I forget to do something, you know, or to respond to someone. They say, oh, sorry, I was so busy, but actually I just forgot, you know, to answer or something like that. Yes, there are also occasions when I'm busy, but I don't have so much the need to emphasize to people that I'm so busy. And actually, I had the desire to do that in early years of my work because, to be honest, I felt insecure. So I was often saying to people that I'm so busy because I was insecure of my work and what I was doing. So I felt more important if I would say to people that I'm so busy and I don't have time, or for example, that we're sitting all together and I'm constantly on my phone answering emails, messages, and so on. So basically just not being present and not
paying attention. But actually you just check natal charts.
Yes. Actually, I'm just checking the astrology aspects and so on. But, you know, like,
you look pretty busy.
Yes, you know, and then like, oh, sorry, I can't pay attention to you, you know, I can't be present because I'm so busy with my things. So that is a little bit my, you know, view on the whole glorification of business and from my experience. But I'm curious about you because you're coming from a totally different background and you're coming more from the corporate. So you have even more experience, I assume, both positive and negative when it comes to that. So what is your opinion about this? We actually never sat and talked about this. We mostly just give funny comments and sarcastic remarks, but not that we talked about this.
Yeah, in my eyes, I think there are really like two types of busyness. I think you have the busy person because he has a lot of responsibilities. He needs to figure out his shit and he just need to show up, do the work, not complain because other people are relying on that person. And I think then you have the running around, always busy, stressed, but still every day at the coffee machine talking to other people, even keeping them away from their work, and they come in as first and they leave last from the office because that really shows responsibility, but actually they are just
not organized.
No, they are just don't know how to plan or how to stay focused, how to be focused. Like, I think that's maybe also a little bit funny between us. For me, I can just go in my zone, I work and I concentrate it, but you have a different type of personality, but your brain is different structured. So I think also that it's, I think for you, even if you take a break after the break, you can finish a lot. But if you keep on going, there is a moment that you just lose your focus and nothing happens anymore. And I think that's maybe even the part where mindfulness should come in, that you are aware, like, okay, I'm not concentrated or focused at the moment. It's okay to step back, to maybe go for a walk, maybe to take a break, maybe charge my brain again, and I'm ready to run again. But I think in nowadays, it's just about the running. It's just about going crazy, finishing the things, and I think even slobby, that it becomes slobby. People don't finish their things. People just deliver half work. I think also where you were talking about, I think even a little bit like the whole ghosting culture, about that people promise a lot but don't deliver on their promises. I think that's also something interesting that we can dive in a little bit. So I think it's a friend of me, he did a research also about human behavior, and I really like that part. He also said when we were hunters back in the days, we always were running like crazy to catch a buffalo. But when we had the buffalo, we took time to feast, to recover, to enjoy. And I think in the whole glorification of busyness, they say work hard, play hard, but I think the play hard part, it's almost not there anymore. It's just work hard or even work harder, because maybe elsewhere you get canceled or people don't see you as a qualified employer. So I think it's quite a sensitive area, the whole part of like the glorification of busyness, because I think a lot of people, they need to be busy to sustain. Like, I think also what you said about back in the days when you were running your business, I think you also were busy, but maybe not busy with giving workshops, but busy with organizing all the tiny crappy things to give a workshop on the end, or to fill your class. But that are the things that people don't want to hear.
Yeah, and I think for me, it was really this case that, okay, when I was doing my work, I was doing my work and I was busy. But then I would take that busyness and lack of attention focus when, for example, I went out with my friends. And then my mind was still there, you know, in my work and so on. So in the beginning, it was really hard to like just detach myself from my work and say like, okay, well, now I'm here present with my friends. I enjoy, I have fun, I don't scroll my phone, I don't answer emails or people sending me messages or responding like the world is not going to end, like I leave my job on the side. And also in the beginning, I was working in the weekends, you know, now rarely really that I maybe occasionally post something when I feel inspired to. But now I really kind of put a boundary for myself when it comes to that I don't work on the weekends. I try really not to respond to emails, not open emails. And I just have weekend to be fully present and enjoy, you know, and relax. When I'm with loved ones, with close people, I don't take my work there. And I think that was the problem. But I think the reason why I took my work there, because of course I couldn't separate it. That was one thing. But the other thing was also because I wanted to be more important than I actually was. You know, I wanted that other people see how
busy
I am, you know, because for me, busy was equal to being successful. So I thought, okay, if I'm busy, that means I'm successful, that my work goes really well and so on. But nowadays I don't care about what other people think and whether they find what I'm doing successful or not, because I know how I perceive it. So, and I want to enjoy in my free time and with people that I'm with. So I think what is missing is that people want to focus on practicing attention, concentration. That's often what we're, you know, invited to talk about.
Yeah, but in 5 minutes.
Yes, in 5 minutes. And also they want to do that to be more productive, you know, and that they accomplish their goals in a better way. But I think what should be more important, and I gained that through practice of mindfulness, because I literally, directly after I finished my training, you know, as I was teaching people, I was also practicing mindfulness by myself, you know. And as my practice was increasing, I could caught myself more and more in how I was not truly implementing mindfulness in my own life, you know. And then my teachings became different as well in time. But I think why is attention and concentration so important is so that you can separate where you're going to put your focus on. I think when you develop attention, concentration, then you also develop your focus, because you know, okay, I'm aware of what is important for me and when are the moments of enjoyment. So I'm fully focused on those moments and I'm present in those moments. I don't want to be distracted by my work. I don't want to be distracted by answering emails and doing three things at the same time. I want to be fully enjoying in this moment that I have right now. You know, because I think other love, the way how we show love and appreciation and gratitude to people is by giving them the gift of our attention. And I think that's what's missing. And for me, when, you know, we get asked to talk about attention and concentration and so on, like, yeah, you want that, for example, for your employees or your colleagues, but that means that I also want your attention. So if I send you an email, please answer my email, because I also need that attention, concentration. If you want that, that's a value in your company and organization, then start practicing with me by, I don't know, calling me or answering me, not ghosting me, because that's also part of attention, concentration. So, you know, teach by example. You know, you want to show your colleagues this topic, you want that I talk about it, then you invited me, you start with doing that first. So for me, that's important.
Yeah, but I think it's also, at least how I also really see the whole topic of, say, attention and concentration. It's really like we are playing as amateurs in the professional league, because we as amateurs have so much devices around us, so much apps, so much other triggers that are created, like in the last 10 or 20 years, like what you said, it's like giving that divided focus to maybe loved ones. But at the moment, there are so many other apps who are created to get our attention and focus. And they are created by experts. They are created by geniuses, by teams of geniuses to get us hooked, to have a certain change in the brain that you know that you need to check your phone after 5 minutes because maybe something happens. You know, it didn't peeped, you know, it didn't make a noise, it didn't vibrate it, but you still grab your phone.
Yeah.
And I think also by practicing mindfulness, we can become maybe a little bit more pro within the league, because I think if we don't focus or invest in our concentration and focus, we just stay those amateurs who can be, everybody can steal our focus. And if everybody can steal our focus, every multinational company with their engineers, programmers, usability experts, then which part of time stays left for ourselves or for our colleagues or for people around us? So I think that's, for me personally, also a really important part why I started to practice mindfulness, to become more aware about certain triggers. I think also that I learned a lot because I went to a recovery program for my addiction. And that was maybe addiction to substance. But I think at the moment, so many people are addicted to devices, to tools, to apps, to everything that they need to crave, that they need to check in 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's true. And for me, I don't know, like it wasn't so difficult when it comes to social media, because I literally just use social media to post things related to work. For me, it was more like emails and that kind of stuff. That was more difficult to get rid of, you know, that habit of checking emails, you know, and if somebody contacted me for something, you know. So that's more my, still my addiction. Social media, not so much. But I think emails is still something that I
try to... still old-fashioned.
Yes, I'm still old-fashioned. Still try to control, yeah.
I love to give a short shout-out to our podcast sponsor for this season, Loop.rs. Finding a job or candidates is nowadays already challenging enough. So why keeping them unprepared and in the dark? This is why we love to collaborate with Loop, to make the job search a little bit more mindful by keeping candidates in the loop. With a personal, one-to-one relationship and interactive software, Loop offers a variety of business opportunities and HR services right at your fingertips. As an employer, you can easily post job ads, select candidates, and promote your company to potential future employees. And for job seekers, Loop's team of consultants are there to offer support and advice on all things career related. So why waiting? Check out loop.rs today and take your business or career to the next level.
So one thing that I noticed actually where the problem lies and why there is such an issue when we talk about attention concentration is because of the lack of self-awareness. We are not aware of the things we're doing and how we're doing those things, but we're also not aware of how we're feeling, how we're communicating with each other, how our relationships, because we don't have the time to stop. Like everybody, most people live busy, stressful lives. They don't have the time to stop and just ask themselves, what am I doing? How am I feeling? What's going on? And so on.
A little bit like the lemmings.
Yes, it's literally everything is like on autopilot, you know? And then if you don't know why you are doing things and how do you feel about doing those things and are you okay with them or not? Is this what you want from your life? Is this how you want to live your life? Then it's no wonder that you don't know what to focus on. You just keep on doing 10,000 things at the same time. And then at the end, you get burned out, depressed. And then you're like, oh my God, what's happening now with me? And that's where, unfortunately, at that point is the point where people contact us, you know, mm-hmm. to work with us.
Actually, when it's too late.
Yes. So for me, I think the first thing is...
how can we save them earlier? Tell me.
I think it's just the first thing is stopping a little bit and making a pause, you know, and figuring out, okay, what is going on, you know, with me and my life? And what I think here, maybe an important step would be discovering which are your core values in life. What is it that you want from life? How do you want to live your life? And then when you are a little bit more aware of these things, then you also know what to focus on and where is important to keep your attention and concentration on. But I would say this is rather focused than attention concentration. Mm-hmm. So which areas of my life I want to focus on, and then when I know which areas I want to focus on, then there I can practice my attention concentration that I'm fully doing those things in the right way. So for example, for me in the last years, I've noticed that I really missed more the part of enjoying relaxation, having fun.
Spanish soap operas,
you know, that kind of things. I really realized I missed more the fun part in my life. So I decided that on weekends, I don't work at all. You know, maybe sometimes I even started sharing like movies, that I watch in the weekends because I think it's fun. You know, I think people should relax and do different things. So for me, I made that decision, you know, and I really try not to get my attention distracted, but I don't know, somebody sending an email, can you please, I can't log on the platform or can I get an email, you know, and yeah, sorry, it's weekend, you know, I don't work on weekends, you need to wait 48 hours, you know, and in the beginning, and sometimes even now, it's difficult not to get caught in that, you know. Oh, I need to answer because like, oh, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm going to lose a client and so on.
The door is always open.
Yeah. So for me, it was really a thing of practice in my attention that I don't sleep in going back on the same track. Because I had compassion fatigue and I was exhausted. I had burnout. And that's not the path that I want to take again in my life. So that's a little bit how I... perceived the problem and what was my solution, but I think you have a totally different perspective and maybe you had a bigger issue than I did.
No, I think we both had a big issue. I think not that one is bigger or smaller. I think for me I think the biggest challenge was that certain decision I needed to make to also save other people, because back in the days I was responsible for my team, but I couldn't anymore. And I think also the challenge was I couldn't jump out of that speed train because, yeah, what then? What if I fall? What am I going to do? So I think at that time, I also had a coach who said to me, just journal all the things that you are doing in a day, in a week, put them in an Excel sheet, make a certain calculation of the hours that you spend on it, and a little bit like, okay, what's the quality that you deliver on it? Is it something that you need to do? Is it something that you can delegate? Is it something that actually someone else needs to do? And I think at that moment, when I calculated all the hours, I think it was around 70 hours a week. So yeah, it's really difficult to create quality by actually already having a disrupted input. And I think that really started to make for me the shift that I needed to drop things, that I needed to change things. Only the sad part, it was too late. I already screwed up with a lot of colleagues because they thought you're not trustworthy, you don't deliver your things. But still, of course, I was super busy, but busy with just, yeah, I think being lost and running around. So I think also for a lot of people who are maybe listening to this and maybe start to recognize themselves, I think it's really important. I think it's even more brave to step up and step away instead of just keep on going in that hamster wheel and screwing up yourself totally. So, yeah, I think also this week, this month, we also published some articles and some exercises to help you a little bit to create what more awareness related to attention and concentration. Because I think it's totally true what Vesna also is saying, that it's first important to become aware, to even become aware of what am I doing. Because I think everybody... as sometimes that you just do something and then you wake up and it's like, hey, but why am I now scrolling already for 30 minutes on YouTube or something like that? And I think really with the practice of mindfulness, those moments become less. I think they don't disappear totally. I think that's also one of the biggest myths that exists, that when you practice mindfulness, that you become total Holy Spirit and life is perfect, everything is silence. No, I think you become aware of the shit that's happening around you. So after that, I think the next step, but I think that's really more related to the topics that we have in the upcoming weeks, months even. So do you have something maybe to round it up? Some wise words from Vesna?
I don't have any wise words. I would just really invite people to to really check the article that is on the website, to check the exercises, to start small, you know, and try doing some simple things, like some simple stuff that you can really do it daily, because you will notice the difference if you just have one activity that you do mindfully every day, if you just do one exercise that you don't need to devote any special time. And the resources are there, but also on the 21st of March, we'll have our webinar, which is really going to be a totally practical webinar with exercises. So I really invite you to join and try it for yourself.
Yeah, and I think also try to be okay with boredom, because mindfulness, it's super boring to practice. But if you start to become a little bit more aware, it's pretty nice. So I think that's maybe the last thing that I want to round up this podcast for today. Hopefully, at least we inspired one soul on this planet today to do things a little bit different. If not, next month we have another try. Thanks for listening to He Said, She Said. Vesna already said that we have on the 21st. We have a practical webinar where we're going to practice all together. And I wish you all a beautiful day. And thanks for your attention.